The Forest Service is bracing for a bad wildfire season. Drought, warm weather, dry trees and grass have created a recipe for disaster. But that's not the agency's only issue. It's also hampered by old equipment, and replacements seem hard to come by. Tom Harbor is the Forest Service's Director of Fire and Aviation Management, and he joins us now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right, so are the old Martin Marses finally giving up the ghost, and you've got nothing to dump water with?
We aren't using the Martin Mars anymore, but we're happy to have a whole suite of new air tankers on board for us, C-130s and other more modern firefighting aircraft other than the Martin Mars.
So tell us what the big picture is. What do your resources look like compared with the threats you face this fire season?
Well, we're always worried. We're one of those organizations that hopes for the best while we prepare for the worst. So short term, of course, there's fire danger you've been reading about, seeing about in Oklahoma and the Great Plains. Long term, as the season grows, that fire season will come more severe out west, especially focused in the far west. And we're prepared, ready once again, but it certainly looks like it's going to be a challenging year for us.
And just looking at this externally, when there is a forest fire, it seems like the firefighters on the ground have the most leverage in cutting off the fire. And then the tankers, I mean, you can't really use an airplane to surround a fire, right?
That's exactly right. The aircraft that we use, the helicopters, the fixed-wing aircraft that we use, they're really only in support of our firefighters on the ground. It's those women and men that do that very hard, dirty, physically challenging work that we really need to honor.
And do you hire seasonal firefighters?
We do. We hire a number of seasonal firefighters, and they work for us for about 6 months or so. And we've got typically on the order of 5,000 out of the 10,000 folks that we have ready. Maybe about half of those are seasonal folks.
Do you have them in place now?
We do. We start in various different places in the country. Just about every place in our great nation will have wildfire threat at some point in time during the year. So our season really gets going in the southeast earlier than this. A couple of months we've been going down in the southeast. Moves west and generally concludes in Southern California somewhere around Christmas. So it's a year-round work, and we're prepared to do it.
Tell us what the biggest causes of the ignition is. Is it lightning, or is it people dropping cigarette butts or not putting out campfires?
Question, Tom, that the biggest thing that people can do for us, our great nation can do for us, is simply not start fires. Still, the Smokies message is absolutely good today. 9 out of 10 fires in general are started by people one way or another. Not much, of course, we can do about the lightning, but we can be much more careful with fire, and many of our large damaging fires are started by people. So you bet we still need to be very careful, very mindful of the dry conditions we get, and make sure we're very mindful of putting out our campfires, being careful with what we do with fire.
Now, we remember that last year it was a very bad fire season. You almost ran out of money.
It was a very bad fire season, Emily, because of the loss of life. And you bet the U.S. Forest Service had to move over $500 million out of our regular accounts into our firefighting accounts. We're always going to keep fighting fire. It's one of the more important things we do. But when we run out of money, we've got to move money into our firefighting account, and that causes other challenges for us.
So as you look at this summer approaching, what does your budget look like, and how are you going to make sure those funds last as long as possible?
Well, as I said, we're going to keep fighting fire. There are proposals in Congress, and the president has proposed solution for the problem that we face. As it stands this year, we estimate we'll probably spend, the U.S. Forest Service will probably spend a little bit north of $1.6 billion, and we've got a little over $1 billion in the bank right now. So we may have to move money again this year to continue our fire efforts, and we'll do that. We just got to find a longer-term solution to the problem.
We're speaking with Tom Harbor, the Director of Fire and Aviation Management at the Forest Service. And what about the state and local county contributions to firefighting that occurs in their districts?
Absolutely critical, absolutely critical. One of the best examples of government like our citizens want it is what we do at the local, state, and federal level to all stand side by side, indistinguishable from one another as we deal with these wildfires. They're absolutely critical to what we do, and we simply as a nation couldn't get by without that local and state contribution.
You mentioned that last year there were some firefighter deaths in that blaze in Arizona. Given the fact that you always have these seasonal people joining for part of the year and that memory still holds strong, how are you preparing staff? Have you changed training at all or preparation as they head into this season?
We've certainly redoubled our commitment to firefighter and to public safety. Last year was our worst year since 1994. In fact, June 30th will mark the first anniversary of when those 19 brave firefighters died in Arizona. And then a few days after that will mark the 20th anniversary of when firefighters died on Storm King Mountain out in Colorado. And with that in mind, we really have focused our efforts this year on making sure every firefighter is safe, making sure every firefighter comes home, really refocusing ourselves in terms of how the individual firefighter is prepared and how our incident command teams deal with those folks, the equipment that they have. It's certainly first and foremost in our minds to protect our citizens and to make sure our firefighters come home at night.
Of course, one of the support mechanisms to get back to the aircraft is the aircraft. And I'm just reading this USA Today account that said that, you know, a few years ago you had a pretty big fleet, double-digit size fleet of planes. What is the status now? They're reporting that there's only 7 or 8 that are actually in flyable condition.
Yeah, we've got older aircraft, P-2Vs that were designed at the end of World War II, flew in Korea, that we use right now. But the good news is we've got some newer, bigger aircraft online. We were very pleased last year to work with the Coast Guard and the Air Force to get 7 C-130s headed our way as kind of a short-term plug. We've got some newer jet-powered aircraft that are bigger that we're bringing online. And then we've got those older platforms that keep flying, that we want to phase out, but they're in the air. We make sure, though, that I've got contingencies to bring in. Our reserve and guard supply us with C-130s that we can put modular units in that provide us surge capacity. We've got the opportunity with our Canadian friends to bring down Canadian aircraft if we need to. We've got the opportunity to bring on additional helicopters. So we're working on the air tankers, working very hard on the air tankers. It's been more complex and time-consuming than we anticipated, but we see progress being made, and we're happy for that.
You said that you are naturally a warrior. That's part of your job. What are you worried about most this season?
Number one is lives. Absolutely worried about what's going to go on out west, where the bulk of our activity is most every year. Our western United States is just naturally hot and dry, and this year it looks like it might even be hotter and drier than normal. When you mix up this brew of forests that are in need of treatment, communities and homes near those forests, and then mix in hot, dry weather, you've got a really, you've got a witch's brew for those young women and men, warriors, firefighters that face that witch's brew. And I worry about them and the civilians that they protect.
Tom Harbor is the Director of Fire and Aviation Management for the Forest Service. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.